Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gaishke Urawaza Ego. My name is BJ Fox, and I'm here together with my co-host, Ishi Terumi. Good evening, Ishi Terumi.
Konnichiwa, konbanwa. 実は今日はこんばんはですね。今レコーディングしているのは珍しく夜でございます。皆さん、こんばんは。Ishi Terumiです。今週も Gaishke Urawaza Ego!始まりますよ。よろしくお願いします。
Tell me, how are you?
Great. 元気元気。
Good.
BJ は
good, good, good. Excellent. Feeling really pumped.
そうね、気合入ってますよ我々。
Yeah.
うん。
Just another great episode. I like this phrase. I'm looking forward to introducing it to all our listeners.
お、最近すごく役に立ついいフレーズをいっぱい BJ が教えてくれるんですけれども、今週もいいフレーズがやってくるんですね。
Mm. Yeah, can I just say on that note, we've had a couple of really nice messages recently on LinkedIn, on Twitter, just people saying how much they've used the phrase or how much they appreciate it. Now that makes me feel really, really happy.
うん。SNS とかを通じてですね、すごくこのフレーズが役に立ったとかいうコメントをいただくんですよね。すごく嬉しいですよね。まあ、ほとんどアイデアは BJ が出してくれてるんですけれども、実際に役に立つとか考え方も仕事にすごく役に立つっていうようなね、コメントをいただいて、すごくモチベーションになっています。ありがとうございます。さらに今日もそんな役に立つ、あ、知っといてよかったというフレーズを教えてくれるんですね、BJ。
Well, let's rewind a little bit. Recently, we introduced the urawaza, shall we take this offline? And I mentioned it as a good way to keep meetings efficient.
はい、shall we take this offline? これ後で個別に話しませんかというような時に使いますけれども、まあ、ミーティングを効率的に進めたい時に使いますよね。You said you like efficient meeting.
I do like an efficient meeting. Efficiency.、うん、Quick, efficient. In and out.
そう。だからちょっと BJ 怖いのよ。だらだら喋ってる人とかがいると、まあ、後にしませんかみたいな。みんなの時間考えてみたいなね。だから。
Yeah, it's not, honestly, working with me is not scary as long、
really?
as you are. As long as you're efficient. If you're efficient.
そこが怖いのよ。As long as you are efficient っていうところがね。I imagine it is a little scary. Because if I'm not efficient, it will be p***ed. って言っちゃいけないんだっけ。
Ruben, get the beep out. Beep, beep, beep. NSFW, yeah? NSFW. But
not safe for workplace, ne?
Mm. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, obviously, I like efficiency. I also like to be respectful of everyone's time.
言い方を変えました。はい、皆さんの、時間を尊重するのが好きだという言い方だけどもね、それもまた怖い。だってね、自分だってほら うまくさ、no. できないこともあるじゃん。
No, no. Let me cut to the chase. I want to introduce a urawaza today that will help you jump straight to the point.
Hmm? Cut to the chase って何かよくわからないですけれども、要点に素早くたどり着くための裏技を教えてくれるんですね。What is、yeah. it?
Well, it's cut to the chase. The phrase you didn't understand.
Cut to the chase? これが裏技なのね?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me more.
Let me cut to the chase, or just I'll cut to the chase. Tell me, it means I'll get straight to the point. I will be direct.
Hey, I'll get straight to the point. もう要点にすぐにストレートに行きますよですとか、I'll be direct だからもう直接。そこに行きますっていうのが、cut to the chase なんだ。初めて聞いたぞ。これは、シェイクスピアか誰かが言ったのかしら
?No, not Shakespeare.
No, not Shakespeare. Okay. Okay.
Not theater, actually from early cinema.
あ、映画からなんだ。なんでなんで ?Why?
It means, like, like a car chase, a chase scene. It means get to the action.So instead of boring story, instead of slow dialogue and conversation, it means let's just cut, go straight to the most fun or interesting part.
ああ、つまらないところをすっ飛ばして、映画の一番楽しいところに行く。まあ、カーチェイスとか、なんか一番盛り上がるところだ。曲だったらサビのとこだったりするし。あ、それを cut to the chase、カーチェイスのシーンとかにストレートに行くっていう、そういったことが由来なんですね。
And I guess cut is like in film, you cut an angle, you cut a shot. It means change.
あ、ショートカットのカットとかじゃないのか。あの、映画のカットのカットね。
Yeah, yeah.
はいはいはいはいはい。なるほど。It's nice. And it, ね、quite easy to say, I think.
Yeah, cut to the chase. Yeah. Do you know what the opposite phrase is?
え、まっすぐそこにたどり着くの逆のフレーズ？
Yeah.
遠回しにものを言うみたいなやつ？
Yeah.
ユーフェミズム的なことですか？
うん、Yeah.
なんだっけ？
It's, beat
around the bush.
So cut to the chase, straight to the point. To go the urawaza, the urawaza is beat around the bush.
Urawaza. まあ、つまり、あの、今日ご紹介している cut to the chase の裏というか、あの、反対の意味というかね、真逆の意味だと、beat around the bush.
Yeah.
あの、ブッシュ、やぶの周りを叩きましょうっていう。うん。
And this phrase has come up before, actually, in our podcast with Dr. Nick. He said, giving bad news, or when giving bad news, you should never use euphemisms or beat around the bush. Never beat around the bush. Be direct.
That's right. Absolutely. So, and we also avoid euphemisms you know, beating around the bush for exactly the same reason. You know, we don't want to say, you know, oh, that there's a thing in your lung, and, you know, there's an unusual, you know, not very nice thing in your lung, which could later cause some problems. You know, you don't want to use a vague way of saying it. You want to be really simple and use the direct words that are the simplest for the patient to understand.
ニック先生に、お医者さんのニックさんにご登場いただいたときに、まあ、患者さんにちょっと良くない知らせを言うときには、婉曲表現だとか、beat around the bush、要点をついてないような表現は避けて、直接的な表現をしましょうということを、その時に出てきましたね。beat around the bush.、Yeah. Actually, I learned this a beat around the bush はね、when I was in high school. But I didn't know, yeah.うん、それはね、高校の時、塾で教わったのすごい覚えてるんだけどもね。Cut to the chase は実は初めて。知りました、今回。本当に知りませんでした。
はい、I guess the Japanese translation to cut to the chase would be 本題に参りましょう。
なるほど。うん。それでは本題に参りましょう。ね。ややこしい話はやめて、本題に参りますかっていうやつですね。はい、so...
And I can imagine you using that phrase, that Japanese phrase in a meeting. Similarly, with cut to the chase, you can use it in meetings when there is a specific topic to be discussed. And, you know, maybe people are nervous. Maybe the people are like not a bit nervous to get into the main details.
ミーティングなんかでね、話し合わなければいけないお題があるんだけれども、ちょっと扱いづらいトピックだったり、みんながナーバスな時なんかは、まあでも関係ない話してもしょうがないので、もう思い切ってね、本題に参りましょう。
You know, maybe it's a negotiation, or maybe like in the episode with Dr. Nick, you're bringing up bad news. But anytime you don't want to waste time with small talk, it's a good phrase to use.
うん、もしかしたらちょっと良くないお知らせとかを言わなければいけないとき、それなかなか話しづらい、言い出しにくいけれども、どうでもいい、あの余談なんかで、あの時間を潰すのではなく、もうその話をしなければいけないというときの、こう枕言葉というかね、切り替えるのに使えるわけですね。Let me cut to the chase. うん。
Like, imagine a situation. Imagine you want to negotiate a pay rise with your manager. It's very important to you, so you ask for a one-to-one meeting.
うん、マネージャーにね、お給料上げてくれないかというワンオンワンミーティングで交渉するとします。
And you go in, and they say, "How are you?" And then you say, oh, "I'm fine, can't complain." And then they say, "Oh, so, oh, it's getting hot outside. What are your plans for the summer?" And every break, every pause, every sentence, you're getting more and more nervous.
なるほどね。最近どう元気してるのって言って、そうです。はい、元気にやってます。ね、夏だけどなんかどっか行く予定あるのって言って、あ、そうですね。熱海になんか行こうと思ってて、熱海いいよね。温泉、夏でもいいし、あそこ海もあるからね。とか、いう話が。
No, I want to cut to the chase. No more, no more 熱海chat.
そう、だからそういう話が長くなればなるほどね、どんどんこう、yeah. やばい、なんか給料の交渉しなきゃいけないのにって言って、どんどんどんどん緊張が高まっていっちゃいますよね。そういう大事な話をしたいのにっていうね。Yeah.
So in those situations, you can say something like, let me cut to the chase.
Let me cut to the chase っていうのは、マネージャーみたいに自分の上司とか、そういう人にもそうやって使っちゃって大丈夫なの？
I would say in those situations, what's your tone? Maybe not let me cut to the chase. Maybe say, may I cut to the chase? So it's not a rude phrase. You are politely taking control of the conversation.
なるほど。Let me というよりは、may I と言った方が丁寧になるし、失礼な雰囲気ではなく、すごい下手に出ながら、会話の主導権を握る。まあなんか、どうでもいい雑談に流されないで、ご自分でちゃんとコントロールを握るという、舵を切る感じになるわけですね。
And likewise, in a negotiation with a client, you could combine it with one of the phrases we introduced in episode 95. Bearing in mind the time, let me cut to the chase. Bearing in mind the time, may I cut to the chase.
もう裏技のコンビネーションを繰り出せばいいわけですね。エピソード95でご紹介しましたけれども、クライアントなんかと、交渉している時なんかは、ちょっと時間のことを考えて、ちょっと本題に移らせてください、みたいに。まあ、相手のことも気遣っている雰囲気になるわけですね、これで。
It's essentially a polite way to say, look, I don't really want to talk about that right now. What I do want to talk about is this.
本当のところはちょっとそんな話は今したいわけじゃないんですけれども、したいわけじゃなくて、私が本当に話したいことはこれですっていうのを、礼儀正しく言うと、bearing in mind the time, let me cut to the chase になると、
yeah.
いうことですか、mm. OK、
yeah, exactly. Shall we hear it in action, Tenomi?
Yes, please.
Now, this conversation is a practice conversation, butSo again, a little bit like last week, this is a longer example of a conversation with many different urawazas in it. If you remember last week, there was a conversation with the CMO was telling us some bad news.
CMO が悪いお知らせを言う時のシチュエーションをやりましたね。
So this time, it's like a follow-up to that conversation, but listen to all the urawazas and especially look out for our key phrase today, let me cut to the chase.
What did the CMO want?
I'm not going to lie to you. I've got some bad news.
What is it?
Gaishike Urawaza Ego is being cancelled. Our 100th episode will not only be our century, it will also be our last.
What? 100th episode will be our last. What do you mean?
The CMO told me that they is not happy with the results.
You can say she when it's a woman, Ruben. That isn't the Urawaza. What did you do, Ruben?
I didn't do anything. She asked me about the latest figures.
Did you have them in your back pocket?
That's a good question.
No, that's not how the Urawaza works.
So what number did you give? Did you package that number?
Maybe not.
Oh, Ruben. So our podcast is being cancelled?
It's pivoting.
It's pivoting.
Pivoting to?
Free time.
Okay, I will speak to the CMO and fix this.
Honestly, Ruben is so KY. He just can't read the room. Okay, Rachel Matsubara. Okay, that's the CMO's number. Here goes.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, BJ. What can I do for you? I thought we were going to catch up at the APEC summit.
Everything going well in HQ?
BJ, what do you want? I have a call with the CEO in 10 minutes.
Of course. Team Japan was just talking, and Ruben, he seemed to be confused.
Is this about the decision to cancel the Japanese podcast? It's not final. I just wanted to give Ruben the heads up.
So what you're saying is...It isn't final, and if we present the strategy well in the APEC summit, we can continue.
Perhaps.
You see, podcasts are a growing media in Japan. They are exciting, useful, and could be a game changer for our organization.
A game changer? It sounds to me like you are just trying to persuade me by using the urawazas from the show.
No, I am so, so very, very sorry. That was not my intention.
Now you're apologizing too much to deflect, making a mountain out of a...
Out of a molehill?
Exactly. I do listen every week, by the way.
Oh, I didn't realize.
So, what you're saying is, you think I don't follow our projects? That I don't take my job seriously?
Yes, no, hold on. What I'm saying is...
Let me cut to the chase. We really need to think hard about the future of the Japanese office. It's not working for me. Hold on, the CEO is calling. Thanks for your call, BJ.
Bye.
Wow, that went... She is not a huge fan of me. How am I going to tell the team?
Hi, Team Japan.
Well?
What happened, BJ? Did you convince the CMO?
That's a great question. Thanks for asking.
Oh, no. What happened?
I'm not going to beat around the bush. It's a no-go. The podcast is being cancelled.
But every cloud...
Has a silver lining, right?
Not this time. She threw her toys out the pram. I think she's thinking about closing the office too.
She's throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
C'est la vie.
Que sera?
No.
No? She seemed pretty angry, Wazuko.
We have to try. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you don't ask, you don't get.
Well, what can we do?
Let's try to move some mountains before the Asia Pacific Summit. Emergency team meeting tomorrow morning. And don't pencil it in. Write it in marker.
Hmm? What's marker? That's Wafu Ego. You probably should have said marker pen. I guess you were trying to say, write it in permanently, definitely.
Yes. Like, not pencil. Commit to it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I liked it. It was really good, but maybe don't say marker. I guess marker pen.
Or permanent ink. In New Zealand, we call them vivids.
Really? You say vivids in New Zealand?
Yeah, vivids. It's a brand name, I suppose.
Oh, just like how they would say Sharpie in the US, or I guess in the UK we say mechanical pencil.
We should do an episode on pencil names. Stationery. If only we had more time.
BJ... Ruben, may I be brutally, brutally, brutally honest with you? Now is not the time for this.
Okay, fair enough. See you at 9 a.m.
All right, bye-bye.
For sure.
So tell me, did you hear the key phrases?
Yeah, 聞いたけどもさ、ちょっと待ってよ。There's a CMO. Just cancel. 外資系裏技英語?
Tell me.
なんかこれ嫌な予感するんですけど、大丈夫ですか?
Just a practice conversation.
本当?
Don't get carried away. But what I really wanted you to catch there was what the CMO said. What she did to BJ was say politely, you have a lot to talk about. I don't have the time right now. So let me cut to the chase.
CMO が言ったのは、まあ、BJ が話したいこといっぱいあって、けれども私時間がないのでちょっと本題に早く入りますよって言いたいときに CMO が言ったのが I'll cut the chase でしたね、うん、BJ さんなんか beating around the bush も言ってましたね
Yes, but did you notice BJ used it in the negative So it's the opposite phrase but he used it in the negative I'm not going to beat around the bush、
うんうんうん、
which essentially is the same thing as I'll cut to the chase
うん、なんか周りくどいことはしないですよっていう、yeah. まあ I'm not going to be around the bush まあだからつまりは I'll cut the chase と同じ意味になりますね、
yeah. うん、So yeah, you can use it exactly the same but and I would say learn them both but understand that cut to the chase sounds more positive more professional
あーそうなんだじゃあなんかじゃあ本題に参りますよっていう時に、mm. I'll cut to the chase っていう方がI'm not going to beat around the bush. っていうよりも、yeah. ポジティブで、プロフェッショナルな響きに聞こえるわけですね。
Yeah. So、okay. beating around the bush is fundamentally a negative phrase. So if you do a negative, negative phrase, it's a positive phrase. So negative, negative equals positive, but it still has that image of negativity.
Beat around the bush っていう表現自体がネガティブな雰囲気があるので、まあそれを否定したとしても、まあ結果的に否定の否定で、率直に言うっていう意味にはなるけれども、まあ雰囲気としては結局あまり良くないので、cut to the chase を使った方がポジティブで、洗練された印象になるということですね。
Tell me, shall we look at the steps?
Yes!
英語が上手くなるにはとにかく練習あるのみということで、私たちのスポンサーである英会話オンデマンドレッスンサービス Cambly を使っての練習をお勧めします。
The only way to truly improve English is to practice, and we recommend practicing with our sponsor Cambly, an 英会話オンデマンドサービス。
漢字2文字で裏技とプロモーションコードをご入力いただくと、ネイティブの先生との15分間の無料レッスンが体験できます。外資系裏技英語でご紹介した裏技もぜひ練習してみてくださいね。
Sign up with the code URAWAZA in Kanji for a free 15-minute lesson with a native tutor and practice some tips and tricks that you've learned from our podcast. So this is how you cut to the chase.
はい。
Imagine you're in a situation where you have something that is difficult to approach, but you want to bring it up. Okay?
うん、話ね、話し出すのが難しいトピックがあるときありますよね。はい、それをどう持ち出せばいいのか。どうぞ、お願いします。
And yeah, well, and imagine the other person is talking about something totally unrelated, yeah?
なんかこれあれだね、カップルとかでも使えそうだね。あ、ちょっと話がそれそうだったけど。Okay?
Yeah.
で、相手がね、関係ないことを言っていて、
yeah.
はい。ぶっちゃけっていうか、はい。話を持ち出すのが難しいとき。
Okay, so step one. Engage in that conversation briefly. If they are talking about the weather, if they're asking about the weather in Japan, say, oh yeah, in Japan it's rainy.
はい。ステップワンといたしましては、まず相手が、まあ関係ない会話から始まったときには、まあ一旦その会話にコミットして、で、日本での天気はどうって聞かれたら、はい、雨ですね。と、一言簡単に答えましょう。まあ、そこからだらだら長く話す必要はないということですね。
Step 2. Before they can ask anything else, say sorry.
はい、ステップ2としましては、はい、雨ですね。で、それに対して相手の人が何かを話さんとする、その隙をついてですね、もう、sorry と。あ、ちょっとすいませんと。もう入って行ってしまいましょう。
And then straight on to step three. Use one of the following phrases. Let me cut to the chase. Shall I cut to the chase? Or the more polite version, may I cut to the chase?
はい、そしてステップ three でもう早速このフレーズ出てきます。Let me cut to the chase. Shall I cut to the chase? May I cut to the chase? May I cut to the chase が一番ポライトな言い方になります。Yeah.はい、
so, oh, how's the weather in Japan? Yeah, oh, it's raining. Sorry. Let me cut to the chase.
すごい BJ、トーン変えるの上手。なるほど。Oh, it's rainy. Sorry. May I cut to the chase?
Yeah.
はい、大事な話がありますと。
Yeah.
はい、切り替えましょう。
And another thing you could do is say, shall we cut to the chase? So instead of shall I, may we, shall we cut to the chase? And again, that softens it and it stops it being an order.More of a suggestion.
なるほど。また、前回もありましたよね。
Shall we take this offline?
あ、その時にもやった。
Yeah.
Shall I? っていうか、まあ、we にするわけですよね、
yeah.
主語をね。Shall we cut the chase? とか、may we cut the chase? と。I ではなくて、we を使うことで、命令というか一方的な提案ではなくて、全体を巻き込んでいる提案になりますと。Yeah. はい。
Step four, again, put in a half pause, then say the person's name.
Step four, はい、またハーフポーズを置いてから相手の名前を言います。
And then on to step five. Typically, at this moment, you've said their name, they will say yes. Then that is the moment to raise the topic.
はい、相手の名前を言ったら、まあ、相手の人は大抵 yes と。言うので、その時に言いたかった トピックを出しましょう。話題をそこで言いましょう。
If it's a personal item, just bring up the topic. So, shall we cut to the chase? Ruben, I want to discuss my pay rise.
おー。あの、本題に入ってよいでしょうか。ルーベンさん。私の賃金交渉をしたいです。とそこで、ズバッと言ってしまえばいいわけですね。
Yeah. If it's a group discussion, maybe ask a question. Shall we cut to the chase? Ruben, have you, or if it's a group discussion, have we all decided on the contract? You know, it's a group discussion.
うん、グループの時は、なんかまあ話盛り上がってるけれども、ちょっとまあ肝心なことだけれども、うん、契約のことは決まってるんですかという、ちょっとまあ聞きづらいというか、一番大事な肝心なところで、なかなか触れづらいような要点を挙げるときに、前置きとして役に立つ、よく、あ、いや、前置きとして使えるフレーズが、Shall we cut the chase ということですね。
Tell me, would you like to practice? Shall we cut to the chase and you practice? No. Okay.
難しそうだな。はい、お願いします。
Okay, firstly, let's just repeat the phrases. You know, we're aiming、はい、again for firm but gentle friendly. Sorry, may I cut to the chase?
Sorry, may I cut to the chase?
Sorry, shall we cut to the chase?
Sorry, shall we cut to the chase?
Tell me.
Hey.
We're going to do a role play.
Hey.
In this scenario, you have asked me for some time, well, time with me and Ruben, because you are not happy with my attitude that I have during some of the Gaishike Urawaza interviews.
はい、私が BJ とルーベンをちょっと呼び出して、あの、時間くださいと話がありますと。で、私が言いたいのは、ちょっと外資系裏技インタビューをするときに、こう BJ のアティチュードがあまり好ましくないという、ちょっとね、BJ には言いづらいような話がある。
Yeah.
そんなシチュエーションを想定してみましょう。
You know, you feel like sometimes I'm too direct with the people, sometimes I'm a little bit rude, sometimes I make jokes deliberately during serious conversations.
はい、BJ はね、時々、あの、ちょっとダイレクトすぎるんじゃないかとか、あと、結構真剣な話をしているのに、ちょっと難しい、よくわからないジョークを言うことがあると。それについて私が、ちょっとどうなの BJ と言いたいというね、これあくまで設定ですよ。はい。
Just a practice conversation.
Just a practice conversation. はい。
Hey, Tedemi.
Hey, Tedemi.
Hey, guys.
Ah, hey, it's nice just when the three of us get together, you know, just to talk.
Yeah, you know, like obviously we record all the time and we, you know, hang out then, but usually we're so busy, I'm at work, so much pressure. This is just nice just to hang out and chat, isn't it?
No. Thanks for the invite, Tedemi. How are you, by the way?
I'm good, thanks. Sorry. May I cut to the chase, BJ?
Yeah.
To be brutally honest, I think in the interviews, you are too direct with the guests.
Am I? Really? Ruben?
Yeah, a little bit.
Playing devil's advocate, some guests might become nervous when you ask questions in such a direct manner.
Yeah, I don't love it either.
Okay. Well, this is news to me. What should I do?
Well, just thinking out loud, maybe more like a friendlier and stop trying to make so many jokes that they are a bit hard to understand.
Well, that's ruined my Friday night. Thanks for your honesty, though, Tedemi. Oh, perfect. Tedemi, excellent. Really good. Really good.
ちょっと笑いそうになっちゃって途中。はい。でもこういう感じで、あの、言いづらいことも、もうはっきりと相手に伝えなきゃいけないという時には、なんかね、話の流れを切り替えるのにはいい前置きですね。
Yeah, like you are criticizing me, but the tone was good. And also, I like the way you used it with brutally honest, playing devil's advocate. You are criticizing me, you're giving me a negative opinion, but you're using these urawazas very nicely.
そう、BJ にちょっと批判的な意見を言わなければいけなかったのでね、言いづらいんですけれども、まあ、playing devil's advocate とかね、 あと、to be brutally honest だとか今まで出てきた裏技を組み合わせて行ってみました。
Yeah. Yeah. はい。And, you know, and this was a good example because you're criticizing me, but this phrase isn't just used for criticism. It's for any topic that's difficult, like we talked about pay rises, but always look to combine these urawazas together.
はい。ちょっとね、BJ に対しては、ちょっと言いづらい意見を言う、まあ批判的な意見でしたけれども、まあ批判に限らず、まあ、ちょっと持ち出しにくいトピックであったり、ちょっとセンシティブなトピックだったりだとか、まあ給料の交渉なんかもね、なかなか言い出しづらいものの一つだと思うんですけれども、そういったものすべてに使えるということで、そして、ね、外資系裏技英語ももうすぐで100回ですけれども、今まで出てきた裏技フレーズとの組み合わせで使うと、より効果的でしょう。いいでしょう。
Yeah. And actually, just one thing. Like Terimi just said, we are coming to our 100th episode. We've got 100 nearly 裏技's out there. We would love to hear some of your stories, some of your episode, some of your happening, about when you've used an 裏技. Have you actually tried to use them? Have they been successful? If you could send them in via social media, we'd love to hear them, maybe read them out even.
はい。あの、外資系裏技英語はもうすぐ100回を迎えるんですけれども、つまりは100個の裏技をご紹介してきたところでですね、皆さんが実際にこのポッドキャストで聞いた裏技を使ってみたよだとか、そういったご経験談があったら、ぜひ私たちの SNS でもメールでも何でも OK ですので聞かせていただけたら、とてもとても嬉しいですし、このポッドキャスト内でも紹介してよければね、紹介させていただけたらと思いますので、どうかお寄せください。よろしくお願いします。
And maybe we could even use it as, like evidence to convince the CMO. Anyway. Cutting to the chase. Lovely phrase. And I'd also say, Terimi, very common too.
Cutting to the chase. BJ はこれ普段使うの?
Yeah. This is not a complex 外資系 phrase. This is a phrase you can use in real life.
はははは。外資系企業で使えるっていうフレーズじゃなくて、もう外資系企業とかそういった職場だけじゃなくて、
yeah.
日常生活でも使える、そんなフレーズです。
Yeah.
覚えておきましょう。
More than anything,We've said this a number of times. Don't be afraid to take control of the conversation.
はい、何より大事なのは自分がその会話の主導権を握るということですね。結構勇気もいるし、怖いことはありますけれども、はい、こういったフレーズでこう私の言いたいことはこれだって言うっていうことは会話の主導権を握ることですからね。はい。
There is nothing worse than having something on your mind, setting the time to talk about it, and then coming out of that meeting.Without having dealt with it.
ありますね。これ絶対言おうと思ってミーティングに臨むのに言い出せないで終わってしまう。ね。こんな嫌なことないですからね。Yeah. あの、ちょっと気まずいけれども勇気を出して言い出すっていうのを頑張ってやりましょう。そのための裏技フレーズです。
But actually, can I say one thing to finish off? In the, Maybe in that situation where, you know, the tension, the chemistry, you know, you both feel it. You want someone to cut to the chase. Just like in a meeting when everyone's talking for too long and there's like this contract that you need to talk about, but no one's brave enough. If you're the one who cuts to the chase, if you're the one who takes control, again, you are the hero.
Ah, コントラクトの話を持ち出したいけど誰も勇気が出ない。そんな時に、Let me cut to the chase とか Shall we cut to the chase って勇気を出して本題に移れる、yeah. 誰もちょっと触れづらかった話やりましょう話しましょうって言える人っていうのはこれまたヒーローになるし、mm. He's going to、yeah. save everyone's time Don't be so sexist
We can do better than this yeah. yeah
The thing that you like, BJ
Absolutely And on that、yeah. note Bearing in mind the time Let's say goodbye for this week
はい、時間もあれなので、時間もあれなのでって散々話しておいてあれですけれども、yeah. 今週も聞いてくださった皆さん、どうもありがとうございました。また来週、Bye. お会いしましょう。バイバイ。Bye.
Do you enjoy our podcast and want to hear some more? If so, please join our fan club, the Urawaza Executive Lounge.
外資系裏技英語を楽しみくださっている皆さん、そしてなんならもっと聞きたいと思ってくださる方、いらっしゃいましたらぜひ番組ファンクラブ裏技 Executive Lounge に参加しませんか?
If you become a member, you will get access to bonus content, worksheets for every episode, several extra podcasts per month, and you can also join our online events.
メンバーになると各エピソードをもっとよく理解するためのワークシートや本編にはないこぼれ話などのボーナスコンテンツをお届け、さらにオンラインイベントにもご参加いただけます。
All this for just a few hundred yen per month.
これで月額たったの数百円。
Sign up via the Patreon link in the episode description and support your podcast.
エピソードメモ欄にある Patreon のリンク先から登録できます。外資系裏技英語へのサポート、ぜひよろしくお願いいたします。